Hello and welcome to Global Health Insights. This is a video podcast by the Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation, tackling some of our biggest health issues. I'm Pauline Chu in Media Relations. And in this podcast, we are going to be talking about chronic respiratory diseases, or CRDs. I'd like to introduce our guest, Dr. Sara Mumtaz-Manesh, who is joining us from Tehran. She's a collaborator with IHME and also a researcher at the Tehran University of Medical Sciences. Dr. Mumtaz-Manesh, thank you so much for being with us. I'll jump right in. You just published your new research in the Lancet's eClinical Medicine Journal on CRDs. What are the key findings from your research?
Thank you very much for having me. Well, chronic respiratory diseases, or CRDs, continue to pose a significant challenge to the public health as they are the third leading cause of death globally. Well, while there has been a significant reduction in the burden of CRDs with a 30% reduction in death rate, however, still approximately one in every 20 people are suffering from CRDs. These findings indicate that there is a significant need for prevention, treatment, and diagnosis strategies in order to improve the care of CRDs and in order to prevent incidence of chronic respiratory diseases. I would also say that we found that South Asia and East Asia had the highest mortality rate due to chronic respiratory diseases. We found that men were more likely to have had a higher death rate from chronic respiratory diseases compared to women. Notably, death rates from occupational risks were three times higher in men when comparing to women. We found that tobacco smoking and air pollution were the two leading risk factors for death from chronic respiratory diseases.
Doctor, you mentioned a lot of information for us to digest, and let's break it down. And starting with geographic regions, you had said that East Asia and South Asia have the highest rates of mortality from chronic respiratory disease. So what's going on in those regions?
Well, in those regions, it's important to consider the role of air pollution as it plays a significant role. For instance, in East Asia, the mortality rate attributed to air pollution is almost three times higher than the global rate. It's important to note that, for instance, Nepal, a country located in South Asia, has the highest mortality rates from chronic respiratory diseases. Well, air pollution has two main components, ambient air pollution and household air pollution. For East Asia, we see that the leading risk factor is ambient air pollution. On the other hand, for Nepal, we see that the major component constituting the burden from air pollution is household indoor air pollution. And that arises from burning household solid fuels, such as charcoal, wood, or coal. And well, burning these fuels produce hazardous substances that can injure the lungs. Previous studies have shown that more than half of Nepalese households do not have access to clean cooking energy. So it's very important to provide this country and similar countries, such as those located in the sub-Saharan Africa, with clean cooking energy resources and to tackle this issue in these regions.
So if you're talking to policymakers in these parts of the world, East Asia, or Nepal in South Asia, or sub-Saharan Africa, which you just mentioned, what would you recommend needs to be done in terms of minimizing household air pollution? And then from the other point of view, you mentioned ambient air pollution in East Asia. What are some policy recommendations there?
Well, for indoor household air pollution, it's important to encourage using of clean cooking energies and using more efficient stoves. So it's important to improve public awareness on the possible harms of those hazardous fuels and and their emissions and their potential harms on the individual's health. It's also important to improve indoor ventilation in order to reduce the concentration of those hazardous dust inside the house. Additionally, it's important to provide these countries with more efficient stoves and with a cleaner fuel. It's important to encourage them to use, for instance, electricity or LPG instead of the solid fuels that they are using. For ambient air pollution, I think that the most important critical strategy would be to control the emission from industries and transportation by implementing a strict regulations on the air quality measures and monitoring the air quality. It's important to have a strong and a strict air quality standard. And it's important for countries to try to adhere to those standards. Additionally, using solar power or wind power can help us to reduce our reliance on solid fuels that tend to produce emissions and tend to pollute the air.
So it's a very complex situation, and you're offering different solutions for policymakers on approaching it from different angles. There's another theme that you saw in your research, and that was gender disparity, where men are impacted more than women by chronic respiratory disease, whether it's smoking or occupational work hazards, such as breathing in asbestos or air pollution. Can you explain what you saw in terms of this difference?
Well, as you kindly mentioned, we found that men had higher mortality rates from chronic respiratory diseases. And this gender gap was more prominent for chronic obstructive pulmonary disease and pneumoconiosis. Well, traditionally, men were more likely to use tobacco. And this difference in smoking habits may explain this gender gap to some part. Overall, these differences can be because of different societal roles, different occupational roles, and different habits. It's important to notice that, the smoking habits are gradually changing with a rising percentage of women using tobacco. So we might see a change in these trends in the future. We have seen other investigations that are out of our investigation scope showing that women are even more likely to develop more severe lung dysfunction for a given exposure to tobacco compared to men. So these trends may change in the future, and we need to monitor these trends in the future. However, for occupational risks, men are more likely to work in industries that might involve some hazardous dust, and that might justify the increased mortality rates from occupational risks and occupational dust in men compared to women.
And to carry on that theme of the gender disparity that you saw in your research, this is the first time that the global burden of disease uses body mass index or obesity in terms of highlighting that as a factor. And it was the leading risk factor for asthma, especially in women. Can you explain the connection to us?
Yeah, the relationship between obesity and asthma has been extensively studied. It's been discovered that obesity is associated with an increased risk of developing asthma. Obesity can also result in comorbidities such as obstructive sleep apnea or type 2 diabetes, which both can increase the incidence of asthma as well. Several mechanisms can explain the relationship between BMI and asthma. Well, excessive body weight, for example, can cause increased airway inflammation, which can contribute to the development of asthma. Additionally, it's important to note that obesity is usually causing an inflammatory state in the body, which can further promote the hyper-responsiveness of the airways in asthma. As you kindly mentioned, according to our study, high BMI is the leading risk factor for fatality in women, for fatality from asthma in women. However, in men, it stood as the second leading risk factor following tobacco use. So this can have several reasons. First of all, different smoking habits between men and women can justify this finding. But additionally, sex-specific differences, such as hormonal differences, can justify this finding and this difference between men and women.
It's fascinating research that you've done, and you're teasing out so many important themes. Finally, I want to talk about climate change. How has climate change impacted chronic respiratory disease? Because that is a threat that you've had your eye on.
Well, climate change has a significant impact on chronic respiratory diseases, and it has its impact through two main mechanisms. First of all, it can raise the amount of pollen and allergens produced by plants, as well as the concentration of ozone and particulate matter at the ground level. But moreover, as we know, the Earth's temperature is rising due to climate change. Mm-hmm. And this is the first iteration of GBD that contains non-optimal temperature as a risk factor. So as we found, many previous studies have also shown that high temperature can be associated with a more severe disease course in chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, and can be associated with increased mortality in patients with COPD. It's important to note that this highlights the critical role of climate change on public health, and it highlights the need to tackle this issue.
So not just smoking, not just asthma, not just occupational work hazard situations, but also climate change is something that that is a factor in this challenge, this health challenge. Dr. Sarah Mamtazmanesh, thank you so much for really putting a spotlight on chronic respiratory disease. And we see that it truly is a global health issue. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much for having me.